I'm C. McKnight, Jr. I'm dictating the neurological summary consultation report on Robert Hanson, H-A-N-S-O-N. Address is 500 Buckeye Terrace, Apartment C, Redding, California, 96003, phone 707-344-8556, ID XXX-XX-3351. Date of birth is 3/20/1994. He is a 29-year-old married disabled man. Public Safety Officer, Shasta County Sheriff Department. Insurance is Anthem Blue Cross PERS. Times two. Pharmacy is Costco in Redding. It is addressed to 6470 Pence Road. Suite B and C, Paradise, California, 95969-3674, 530-872-6650, fax 530-877-7260. The clinical indication: seizure / seizure disorder. Subparagraph: neurological referral for evaluation and treatment. New paragraph: comorbid medical problems. Vestibular dysfunction. Dash history of, quote, vestibular migraine, unquote. Next line is chronic headache disorder. The next line is seizure disorder. Subparagraph: DMV application for handicap placard pending. Subparagraph: seizures reported to start in September of 2022. Characterized as, quote, absence, unquote, seizures. Treated with verapamil and CBD. Subparagraph: Topamax tried but associated with nausea. Report of being untreated for months. Subparagraph: no active driver's license. New paragraph: previously followed by neurologist, parenthesis, name uncertain, in parenthesis. Next diagnosis, type 2 diabetes dash treated. Diabetes noted to be well treated. Endocrinology referral pending. Next diagnosis. Non-compliant on medications metformin and Ozempic. Subparagraph, previous history of obesity dash treated. Next diagnosis, Verruca vulgaris, dermatologist referral. New paragraph. Reported medications, aspirin 81 milligrams, which is vertically, cannabidiol, CBD, oral oil, ergocalciferol, vitamin D2, flecainide 50 milligrams, metformin 1,000 milligram tablets twice a day, metoprolol succinate extended release 25 milligrams, daily, ondansetron 8 milligrams disintegrating tablets, Ozempic 2 milligram doses, subcutaneous pen injector, rosuvastatin 20 milligram tablets, one tablet daily, Verapamil 40 milligrams tablet daily. New paragraph. Reported past medical history, anxiety disorder, diabetes, obesity, seizure disorder, and epilepsy. Dear Charbush NP, thank you for referring Robert Hansen for neurological evaluation. New paragraph. Robert was seen initially. On March 18th, 2024, reporting a history of herpes virus, obesity treated with Ozempic, and episodic AURA. for which he was referred for laboratory testing. Subparagraph, this showed elevated triglycerides, low HDL, hemoglobin A1C of 5.7, normal blood count, B12 and folic acid levels, while treated with lamotrigine, his therapeutic level was within normal limits. New paragraph. MR imaging of the brain with and without contrast was completed on November 22, 2022. And showed an old fracture of the right lamina, PAPYRACEA, mucosal thickening within the ethmoid sinuses, retention cysts within the right maxillary sinus. The mastoid air cells were clear, no additional intracranial process or intracranial lesions were identified. New paragraph. Diagnostic electroencephalography was accomplished with both static and dynamic studies in May of 2024. Subparagraph, while the static study noting a history of atrial fibrillation, seizures, dyslipidemia, and diabetes, was completed on March 2nd, 2024, was normal. The dynamic parenthesis ambulatory study completed on May 2, 2024 by Dr. John Schmidt, parenthesis professor in parenthesis, at Orville Hospital, showed normal sleep activity, the study demonstrated multiple episodes of generalized spike and polyspike and wave activity with the longest duration of 10 minutes at 19:10 hours, consistent with an electrographic seizure. New paragraph, he was treated with lamotrigine with some reduction in his reported epileptiform activity and an improvement in his overall awareness. Subparagraph, no rash was identified on his treatment regimen. and he was continued on his regimen. New paragraph. Clinical examination demonstrated with a history of slight tremor, demonstrated some internal resistance to movement, suggesting possible Parkinson's symptoms. Subparagraph. He has been referred and scheduled for DAT imaging of the brain to exclude Parkinson's disease. New paragraph. He reports that he is in the process of applying for Social Security disability because of his findings. Subparagraph. His most recent laboratory studies on August 5th, 2024 showed a therapeutic lamotrigine level normal chemistry and nutritional profile and a normal vitamin D level. New paragraph. In consideration of his presentation and clinical history, and a history of recurrent spells with altered consciousness, we will assist him in completing his imaging studies, excluding Parkinson's disease, and treating his epilepsy following his findings. New paragraph. With his current findings, neuropsychological testing may be valuable. For his purposes of further treatment, and the sign respectfully with my professional signature.